Yvon Chouinard, the famous mountaineer and founder of the outdoor gear company Patagonia, is coming to Nevada City this weekend. He's attending the Wild and Scenic Film Festival, in large part because of a movie being shown about an epic trip that he and a colleague made in 1968 to Patagonia in Chile. Patagonia, by the way, the company, is a sponsor of the Wild and Scenic Film Festival. Chouinard comes to Nevada City tomorrow, but I spoke with him yesterday by phone and asked him how he got started climbing and how old he was.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I started climbing when I was like 12 years old or something because I was interested in falconry then, and I would climb to falcon's eyries and things.
And this was in Maine?
No, that was in California.
Oh, I see. You're from Maine originally, though.
Yeah, I was born in Maine.
So it was really falconry that led you to climbing mountains. How did you get into falconry? That's a less common hobby than mountain climbing.
You know, that was 60 years ago, so I can't really remember what got me into it.
Yeah.
I think I've always been... Oh, I think I saw a National Geographic article about Frank and John Craighead, and they were falconers. And I think that's what got me interested, probably.
How was climbing different then compared to the way people do it today?
Well, when I was doing a lot of climbing, like in Yosemite and places like that, you know, there were only a few hundred climbers in the country. I mean, you know, we started out climbing with very primitive gear. I mean, tennis shoes and, you know, I mean, shoes that you play tennis in. And by the time the cleated soles came out, if you found a track on a trail and met up with that person, you know who it was. I mean, there was that few people.
So does that mean it was more dangerous then to climb?
No, it wasn't more dangerous. I don't think so. The rock climbing has always been a pretty safe sport. I mean, skiing is way more dangerous. A lot more accidents in skiing than in rock climbing. But what's dangerous is alpine climbing, you know, Himalayan-style climbing and climbing in the Alps. There's a lot of things out of your control.
My guest is Yvon Chouinard, the founder of the outdoor apparel and equipment company Patagonia. He's also a famed rock climber, environmentalist, and more. And he's going to be in Nevada City this weekend as a special guest at this year's Wild and Scenic Film Festival. Why are you coming to Nevada City for the festival? What's your interest in this festival?
Well, we were the ones that started the whole idea since 2000. And, in 2006, we gave them a big grant and came up with the idea of sending the festival around the country. So it starts out in Nevada City, but then environmental groups around the country can pick the films that they want to show, and they pay for them, and then they use it as a fundraiser for themselves. So it goes out to 100 different venues around the country right now.
I understand that this is your first time coming to the festival, though.
Yeah, I usually watch it in Jackson Hole or down here or somewhere else. But I just happened to have to be in San Francisco this weekend, and it just all fit in nicely.
Well, Nevada City's a pretty nice place to go to.
Yeah.
My guest is Yvon Chouinard of Patagonia. I've heard that... people who work for Patagonia, at least at the main offices, they can leave work temporarily if the surf is good. Is that true?
Yeah, that's a policy that we have. It's basically I try to hire very responsible, self-motivated people, and then I leave them alone. I don't care when they work. All I care is that the work gets done. So, you know, if you're a serious surfer or a serious powder skier, you go surfing when the surf is up, not next Tuesday at 2 o'clock. So you have to arrange your life like that. And so we make it easy for people to do that. And people don't take any advantage of that at all. I mean, some of them will come in on a Saturday and catch up because they took all Friday afternoon off to go surfing or something.
You're a surfer too. Do you sometimes leave the office because the surf's up?
Oh, all the time. In fact, I usually take an employee or two with me.
Really?
Yeah. No, the place clears out of all the surfers whenever the surf comes up, yeah.
What else do you like to do?
Well, I'm a fly fisherman. I've been a pretty serious climber and kayaker in my life and skier, telemark skier. But these days I'm getting kind of long in the tooth, so I've been doing a lot of fishing, still doing a little bit of climbing, but not much.
And what about the falcons? Are you still...
No, I don't do that. To be a falconer, you have to be absolutely committed to devoting 100% of your time to it. It's not like you can miss a day or two. It's a full-time job.
What gave you the idea to get into business, which ultimately led you to founding Patagonia?
Well, when I was a young climber, all the equipment was made in Europe, and it was pretty poor quality. And I'm kind of a innovator. I'm not an inventor, but an innovator. And I love tools. So every time I look at a tool, I look at it and think, you know, I can make a better tool than that. And that's what I did with climbing gear. I kind of reinvented almost every piece of climbing tool over the years. And I never intended to be a businessman, but I was just a craftsman. And, of course, you know, I'd make something for myself, and then friends would want some, and friends of friends, and pretty soon I'm selling the stuff out of the back of my car in Yosemite, and pretty soon I'm a businessman.
Would you have guessed that you would get into that line of work when you were young?
No, absolutely not. No, we didn't respect businessmen in the early 60s and stuff. You know, we considered them greaseballs, and they were part of the military-industrial complex and everything else. I absolutely didn't want to have anything to do with that. I wanted to just climb the rest of my life and live kind of on the outside of society, but you know how that happens.
Is Patagonia's environmental focus and the fact that the company gives a fair bit of money to charity, is that connected to that same spirit that you just alluded to?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've had an entire life in nature. I mean, I used to spend 250 days a year in my sleeping bag somewhere, and I've been all over the world climbing on every continent, and I love this natural world, and of course, you know, you want to protect what you love, and so I use Patagonia to try to influence other companies to try to make the right decisions, but we're still polluters. You know, there's no such thing as completely sustainable business.
Yeah.
And so we take 1% of our sales and we give it away every year to about 450 different non-government organizations that are doing good work around.
One of the films being shown at this year's Wild and Scenic Film Festival, and I guess this might be one of the reasons why you're coming to this year's festival in Nevada City this weekend, is for the showing of 180 Degrees South, which is retraces a 1968 journey that you and Doug Tompkins made as you drove, mountain climbed, and surfed your way to Patagonia in Chile. What did you think when you heard there was a film about this?
Well, I was involved in the thing.
Oh, okay, well.
So I was certainly involved in the original one, which was 1968. We drove from California all the way down to the tip of South America. But then some young guys decided that they wanted to duplicate the trip, and they're all friends of mine, and they saw the film that we had originally made, and so they decided to do the same thing. And I happened to be down there when they showed up, and one thing led to another. I thought, yeah, this is going to be kind of cool to hang out with these guys. And so I started hanging out, and then I'm climbing with them. And it turns out it appears I'm one of the major people in the film, but it just kind of happened organically.
What's it like to revisit in a current film this great trip that you made so many decades ago?
Well, I love that area, and I'm involved in helping with Doug Tompkins and his wife to create some parks down there, national parks and nature reserves and stuff. And so I think this film is a good way to maybe get across to other people that they can do something similar. Mm-hmm. And I think it appeals to young people because they kind of walk out of this film mumbling like, oh, God, I got to do something with my life.
Now, that journey to Patagonia was made in 1968. You founded Patagonia, the company, later. I suppose that's not a coincidence, the name of the company.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I founded the company in 73, and I wanted to make clothing for kind of those kind of conditions that you get, you know, down in Patagonia, like around Cape Horn, you know, high winds and tremendous storms and stuff like that. And the name resonated really well, and it's worked really well for us because it can be pronounced in every language.
Yes, yeah, indeed. Finally, Yvan Chouinard, if you could only climb one more mountain, which one would it be?
Well, I have a few regrets, and one is that I never climbed the north face of the Eiger in Switzerland. That's one regret. I love the Alps, and I've done a lot of climbing there, but there are some climbs that I missed out on, like the north face of the Eiger, but I'm too old for that now.
Not going to happen?
Nah.
Well, there's still plenty of other slightly smaller mountains, I guess, though, that you'd like to climb.
Well, that's, you know, Lionel Terray, the great French climber, said that as you get older, you start repeating the climbs of your youth. And I find that really satisfying.
I can imagine. Yvan Chouinard, climber, founder of the company Patagonia. He's a special guest at this year's Wild and Scenic Film Festival this weekend in Nevada City. Yvan Chouinard, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
You're listening to Inside. When we come back, Eclectic.